Feeney.
I'm Clancy.
And I'm Damien.
Now you might be asking, what do two Aussies and a Pom have in common?
Quite a lot, actually.
For starters, Her Majesty has her face on all our currencies.
Even the coins.
There's a great Union Jack floating around some flags as well.
And we speak the same language, sort of.
Somehow.
Allegedly.
And we love winding each other up.
What are we doing here then?
Winding you up. But anyway, on this show, we discuss current Australian politics.
We take a look at past events.
While on a mission to ensure the Governor General stays in their job.
What? I didn't sign up for this. What?
It's in the show's name, Phoebe. Welcome to Let's Save the Governor General.
No, I don't want to. Kick him out.
What about her?
Or her. No, let's just not have a Governor General. Let's have a republic.
With who is president?
Not ScoMo.
President ScoMo. President ScoMo.
No, President Julia Gillard.
President Craig Kelly.
Can you just give me 2 seconds? I'll just say.
Yeah, go for it. Thanks.
Just give me 2 seconds.
And hopefully the wonderful Phoebe J. Rose pops in and graces us with her wonderful presence. And hopefully she gives us some presents. Like, if you've been to America, for God's sake, give us some presents, you know. Even just a cheeseburger. Give us a cheeseburger, Phoebe. Phoebe, if you're listening to this, I might even put this on the episode. Who knows? Phoebe, get us a gosh darn cheeseburger. God, that's a really bad American accent.
Are you talking to yourself again?
Yes, I was saying to Phoebe she should give us a cheeseburger or a present. Or, you know, hey, give us a present. Grace us with your presence, and then, like, present.
Grace
like
us with the, your presence.
You know, the thing.
Yeah.
The thing.
Well, I don't understand what the cheeseburger is.
Well, because you went to America, and, you know, their love of fast food.
Okay.
Cheap, convenient fast food, you know.
Never
asked
with that.
Yes, yeah, a little bit dark, room, just to keep the temperature down. So, just if I'm in darkness, yes, I'm in darkness.
Well, I've just opened the window. It's very, very warm here indeed.
Okay, well, what was it? Was it 20 degrees? Oh my god, it's so hot.
No, hang on, I'll tell you in a minute. I think it's 26, which is hot for.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just I joke that people in Tassie, anything above 20 is a heat wave.
Well, I've had the temperatures go over 40 a few times. But the good thing about Tassie is that usually only lasts a day or so.
Yeah.
And the evenings are normally reasonably cool.
No.
It's certainly a lot different from when I lived in Sydney, where you just have 2 or 3 weeks of above 30 and it would just be intolerable.
Indeed. No, cool. All right. I'll message actually before and message Phoebe, all we can do is wait for it to. If she comes in, she comes in. If she doesn't, then oh, let's go. All right, 3, 2, 1. All right, I'll start the start with this. Let's start the episode, and we can get into a bit of a discussion of that. All right, are we ready?
We're ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Is Phoebe in a hospital bed ready?
She looks very comfortable.
Oh, she does. Where's the sauna? Give me a sauna. I want a sauna. I feel cheated.
Chloe?
Chloe?
Who the fuck's Chloe?
This is getting out of hand.
Who the fuck is Chloe?
I'm Chloe-ing
you. Are
you
sure you're not drunk?
I am. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So, are you actually wearing anything on top, Phoebe?
Maybe why no why
shut
cameras
up,
off.
Damien.
Exactly. That's why the camera's off. Okay.
Baby, are you wearing anything on top?
Am I wearing anything at all is the real question.
Okay. TMI. Okay, let's start. 3, 2, 1. And here we have Palmer McGinnis's favourite cousin, Clancy.
Palm McGinnis.
You know, that one who writes for Quadrant or something.
Parnell. Her name is Parnell. Palm McGinnis is her surname.
Oh, hey, look, it wasn't too far. I got something right, did I not?
No, not really. It's Parnell McGinnis. Palm is like a middle name.
Okay. I go, Parnell McGinnis' favourite cousin.
Before you continue.
Oh,
was it were they a Tasmanian devil?
No, there were three young Tasmanian devils. And we were delivering medication.
Medication?
Yes. And three young men in a rather unsavory part of Hobart were passing by the car as we were getting the medication out of the car.
Oh, dear, yep.
And so I leaned forward to sort of hide what we were doing. And I had rather an offhand comment saying, squeeze her ass. I was like, I didn't know if I should have been offended or complimented. Anyway, I chose not to respond.
That was probably the most dignified of all responses you could give.
After response you should have gone was, castrate that man!
Yeah.
I've got too many freaking devices connected to my phone.
Oh. First world problems.
Tell me about it. So I was playing on the TV downstairs and it was playing on my stupid bloody Bluetooth device upstairs.
There you go. Can't catch a break. Anyway, so I was just saying to Phoebe when Phoebe was in, I've got to pick my daughter up from work in about an hour's time. So I thought if we can push it forward, then we can.
So where is Phoebe?
Well, her name is there, and her name.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes, and
Phoebe, where are you, Phoebe?
Okay, I'll see if she's messaged.
Phoebe, we love you. Come back.
We do you don't? Okay. I'll WhatsApp her. There's a.
I never left.
Grover. No, is that Grover or is that
Grover?
Who's that on your top? Oh, that's Jessica what? Rabbit.
Yes, it is.
Hey, even though she's not really a rabbit, but I know because she married Roger Rabbit. That's right.
That's right. It's like Cressida Dick marrying Mr. Dick.
She married a dick. Yes. Okay.
Are you back home, Phoebe?
Yes.
You're not in America anymore.
That is correct.
Is that activated oats?
No, it's just a bowl of porridge.
So boring. All right, cool.
Anyway, porridge.
Oh. I've added some fruit to it.
So how do you make porridge?
Porridge. All right, cool. Anyway, look, I'll make a start. I'll try leave as late as possibly can. But yeah, children. Okay. Anyway, 3, 2, 1.
Least favorite. Wannabe politicians. I feel like it was Steve Mav. So Steve Mav is. Yeah, so he's
who's infamous. Who's he when he's at lunch?
He's infamous. He's known to crouch on street corners and wave banners, and he's universally hated by most Tasmanians. Okay. So there's actually a Facebook page. We hate Steve Mav.
He's
done something amazing. He's managed to unify all of Tasmania behind the
court. Pretty much.
He sounds like the perfect candidate for the PHON.
He really does.
No, phone. The Pauline Hanson One Nation Party.
And where's the E?
The Phone Nation Party.
It's all it's all bubbles and no substance.
maybe. So, all right. So, what are we? I'm happy to discuss a bit of Anzac Day, a bit of Ben Robert Smith, a bit of you want to talk politics? Classy.
Eventually.
I have just dropped a video that I think Clancy is going to be shocked when she actually watches this podcast of me. When you, after this, sometime today, watch this interview I gave to the now former founder of the United States National Socialist Movement.
Okay, thank you. I will.
This is...
please note that when this interview was given, he was not a member of the United States National Socialist Movement, and I was not a member of the English Defence League.
Beyond Barriers podcast episode 22, an exclusive. I'll check it out afterwards. Okay,
all right, we'll check it out later.
We'll check it out later. Let's
because that was me when I used to be a right wing lunatic, and I've now come out of it, and I now do some anti extremism work and some anti terrorism work with the group Beyond Barriers, which was founded by the now former head of the National Socialist Movement of America. And when I went to America last, I sat down and had dinner with him.
Okay, nice. So there's only two reformed.
Sat down with the former head of the National Socialist Movement of America.
So two reformed right wingers.
Yes. If only it could happen in Australia.
Yes. Are we ready?
I think
I may have shocked the colour back into Clancy's face after shocking the colour out of it earlier.
I'm completely dumbfounded that you were once a right wing extremist.
Now you're a socialist. There you go. No, all good.
I'm gonna have to start listening to your podcast, Phoebe, because I haven't actually listened to it. And a friend of mine did actually go and listen to it and was very taken.
Some of the interviews are really difficult for me to do, and it's just when I get off the interview, it's like breathe.
And breathe, yes. Just like me doing this episode with two raging left wingers.
I don't know about raging.
You are painting me to a side of the political spectrum that I don't know whether I belong there.
I'm not sure if you would say I was raging.
I'm not sure if you would claim that I was wing anything anymore.
You can take the boy out of family first. You can't take the family first out of the boy. What about her?
Or her. No, let's just not have a governor general. Let's have a republic.
With who was president?
Not ScoMo.
President ScoMo. President ScoMo.
No, President Julia Gillard.
President Craig Kelly.
Julia Gillard.
President Howard. President John Howard.
President Peter Costello.
Julia Gillard for president.
Oh boy, okay. I'll got enough to work with. If I need just to come back, I'll we'll do it next time.
Oh, now I dread to think what you're going to do with that now.
Love you both.
Nothing can be worse than what I saw this morning.
Upskirting.
Yeah,
okay, Phoebe, I'm going to go and have some large sourdough toast with goat's cheese now because you've inspired me.
Wonderful. Excellent.
I've already had my fried eggs on toast, so I'm set for the day.
Oh, eggs.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
Unfertilized.
Were they Craig Kelly eggs?
Not that I know.
End
of.
The recording now.
Stop before we get any further. But anyway, ladies, Clancy, thanks for agreeing to wake up so early. Phoebe, thanks for waking up so early when it's been your turn to wake up early.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm just staying up late for you now.
Yeah, I stayed up late last night watching Death in Paradise. So it's entirely.
Oh, I love that show.
I do too. Show. It's brilliant.
Cool. All right. I've got my son's friend coming over for some gaming fun.
Oh, cool.
Tabletop gaming.
Right. So can I make a suggestion for next show?
Yes.
I'm taking it that we're not recording it next weekend, which is
correct.
Easter.
Correct, yes.
But the following weekend, which is the eve of Anzac Day.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so Anzac Day special.
Yeah, so why don't we do something around Anzac Day and the war and the Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Sounds good. I like that.
And the stuff with that Robert Smith dude who killed people.
Benny.
Ben Robert Smith.
Yeah. Awful Ben.
Ben Robert Smith.
Yeah, Ben Robert Smith.
Cool. I like that. Sounds good.
All right, cool.
All righty.
All right. Bye.
Well, sounds very interesting.
Is there a Zealand? Where's Zealand?
Yeah, Zealand.
The Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
then, of course, you've got Nova Scotia in Canada,
which was named after
Scotland.
Okay, yeah.
And we've got quite a few areas here in Tassie that are named after Scottish areas and German areas. Yeah. So Bothwell is Scottish.
Yeah.
The little town where I worked, Ouse, That was
ooze.
Scottish. Well, ooze actually means water, so it always used to make me laugh because they had the Ouse River running through Ouse,
okay.
which was, you know, the water river.
because logical, of course.
Really. So and we've got Zian and Strawn.
What was their tribe banner named after then?
Oh, that's an Aboriginal.
Oh, okay, all right.
Aboriginal word. But then, of course, up north you've got Launceston, which if you watch, there's the movie that was made set here in Tassie about the convict that was raped, Nightingale. I don't know if you've seen that.
The Nightingale. I haven't seen it, but I'm
familiar. Yeah, and they call it Launceston.
Oh, yes, because I have seen Van Diemen's Land.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the one where, like,
with the bunch of convicts that escape. Yeah, no, this one's Nightingale about the woman who gets raped. And they end up
like eating each other.
Mm.
And that was a little bit scary.
And then there's a few areas up northwest, so the Savage River and the Upper Castra.
Mm-hmm. Mole Creek. Are there any moles in Mole Creek?
There are no moles in Mole Creek. There are, however, glowworms, evidently, but I haven't actually been to the caves where the glowworms are supposed to be.
Okay. What about Promised Land? Like, Promised Land sounds...
Oh, it's just a tiny, tiny, tiny little village. You like, it's a blink and you miss it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. There's also another one like that called Plenty.
Yep.
There's Jericho. There's also a town that used to be called Jerusalem that got renamed to Colebrook.
Okay.
There was a bunch of those towns that were named after biblical areas.
Yeah.
In Tassie as well. Yeah.
And no, I'm looking, there's a place called Nowhere Else in Tasmania.
Yeah, there's Nowhere Else. See, I've been through there.
Okay. Where do you live? Yeah. Nowhere Else.
Yeah, because... it's pretty cool. There's some pretty funky ones, actually. Frogmore Creek. There's some Recherche Bay.
Yep. Oh, you got Paradise as well.
Yep, we've got Paradise here.
Yep.
I've been to Eden in New South Wales as well.
Okay.
So, nice.
Yeah. What is that Phoebe doing? What is that Phoebe? Oh, see, we're in the sauna. We're in the hot box.
She's in the sauna. She's relocated us to the sauna.
Okay, she's taking us with her.
Phoebe's hot box.
The Promised Land.
I don't know. There's a lot of wing clipping that's been going on.
Indeed.
Well, yes. Damo, for those of you who are listening to this, and there's probably going to be an outtakes version of this because this is just golden. This stuff before we
exactly. So that's Damo
he has trimmed his facial hair to quite.
I have noticed that.
I know it's been really well groomed.
Well manicured. Okay,
thank you. I just...
He's been manscaping.
Do you shampoo? Do you shampoo and condition your facial hair?
No, heck no. What kind of... No, not at all.
I think that's a yes, because of the way that he was like, hang on, they're going to discover my secret to a lush, bouncy instead of to a beard.
Exactly.
So you haven't been doing... using beard balm?
Oh...
No, my
come
son,
back, Damien. Come
my
back.
Son wants to give me a hug, but he doesn't want to be on camera.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we can live for that.
Okay.
Two, Damien's nice. Son, you need to go and buy your dad some more beard shampoo.
Yep. Beard balm.
Beard balm.
And okay. Men can moisturise too.
They can.
Men can wear makeup as well.
Not to, because...
Because why?
Just because you never, yeah.
Because you don't want nice, clean, glowing skin.
Exactly,
what?
I'd rather.
Okay.
So I decided to buy the women's one.
I don't know if you know these guys, but I've been doing pub quizzes.
Yes.
Hey, look, it's half a trophy. It's half a trophy, damn it.
Okay. So we have lots of questions about sport, which I, of course, know very little about. So,
are you writing or participating?
No, I'm hosting.
Oh, because I write quiz questions, I do.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, you
oh cool.
Too.
Okay. No, I'm hosting.
I can send you 10 questions on the most random things. I can send you 10 questions on like the most random things if you want.
Well,
Phoebe can write the questions.
Mine are all pre-done. So I get sent out an email once a week with the PowerPoint and the answers to the questions. So when I get there on the night, I set it up and I read through it. And
okay. So Femi can write the questions. Clancy can host the quiz and I can like answer because I'm a bit of a trivia nerd myself.
There we go.
There we go. We're a triumvirate. Anyway, let's...
Triumvirate.
Yes, we're a triumvirate.
We've been a triumvirate for a very, well, very indeed, long
yes,
time.
Yes, but we can actually now.
I think we're a trillium.
Oh, that's a getting all fancy schmancy now. Anyway, how ready are we to begin?
I'll go on then.
Go on. Go on, you scallywag, if you really have to.
Election.
There was an election.
I've got to clap us in. And wait for Damien Jr. to stop looking at me like I've...
Hello, young Damien.
Oh, hello. There's a familiar voice. You got your Tucker Carlson ready?
Oh, my God. No. That's
good.
Tucker Carlson can never be ready for me. I'm sorry.
Can never what, sorry?
He could never be ready for me.
Oh, well, all right. Here's
what are you wearing on your head?
I've got a... This is my cool little thing that came in my... It's a like a bandana kind of thing. It's promoting a motorcycle accessories company. I don't know if you can see. FC Moto.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
What is this wrong? Come on, it's... I'll take this off.
Why are you promoting a motorbike company?
Because they were nice enough to include this in the hundreds of dollars I spent. So if I get down a bit more.
Okay, so my second question is, why did you spend hundreds of dollars on a motorbike
company? Okay, this is the cool part. This is the cool part. So I got...
That's the cool part.
So included in that, I got like a little face mask. Yeah, like that.
All right.
So there's that. Cool. Then I also got a... This is like a little neck warmer. I'll see if I've got it right way around. So, like, you put it over all your... Like, and so when you're wearing your helmet, it, like, keeps your neck all warm and shit. So and there's that. But the coolest part is... Let me... reaching over. I don't even see this. This is... let me...
A helmet.
It is a helmet, but it's a really cool helmet. Let me just turn the...
So it's an actual protective thing.
Yes, the actual part that actually... My brain box. So this is actually here, but it's got Bluetooth built in.
All right,
colour
me not impressed.
You can probably hear the faint sounds of Star Wars in the background. My partner's watching Obi-Wan Kenobi.
May the Force be with you.
Indeed.
That was actually a genuine election campaign in the UK. May the Fourth be with you and go forth and vote.
Go forth.
That's actually pretty good.
Okay.
That was by the UK government in 2001 when the election was on May the 4th. It says, May the Fourth be with you and go forth and vote.
So I have to ask, though, did they come out in force?
They might well have done, but, you know... A certain gentleman who has a Pinocchio-sized nose that was very, very close to a certain octogenarian who didn't help Scott Morrison very much got re-elected.
There we go. Octogenarians. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
In history's page, let every state advance Australia fair. Australia Fair.